Well, you know, obviously getting the win, you know, whatever it takes, it's our job to win games, and a lot of help from the defense. Well, we found a way to get that done, but, you know, a lot of inconsistencies across the board. You know, I think I got a lot of room to get better, but we found a way to win, which is nice.
Trevor, you were able to put that one drive together that put you up. It looked like at the point it was going to seal it. What is it about this team when you finally are able to kind of run the ball? It seems like once you do that, things settle down. Is it communication? What happens that helps change?
I think you got to give a lot of credit to San Diego. You know, they do a lot of different things schematically, and they got some pretty good personnel up front, especially with Bosa in there. So a lot of credit to them. But, you know, I think our offense, obviously, not just ours, but probably around the league, works best, you know, when you got both working. So that's what we're going to work on, just trying to be more consistent across the board.
Halfway through your first season, what do you make of your progress, and where do you want to progress from here?
Well, I think I'm getting better. I'm growing a lot. Certainly, you know, each week I feel like I'm seeing something new, and I'm trying to learn from it. You know, obviously, on a great team, great defense, so it helps that we're still winning some games, and there's room for improvement. So that's encouraging, I think.
Yeah, Trevor, after the sack fumble, Gary Kubiak called you out, looked like he was giving you the what for. What was there something that he was telling you to look for, or what were you looking at on that particular play? I'm talking about the third and six.
In the red zone?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just a mix-up. I think I thought Emmanuel was going to go out, and he went in. And against that pass rush down there, you hold the ball, they're going to make you pay. So, you know, it's my fault. I got to find a way to get out of there or get rid of the ball. But I got to look at it.
Trevor, not having CJ, how much did you miss him, and how did you feel that Booker did stepping in today?
Obviously, I miss him a lot, you know, in the run game, protections, but I think those guys did a heck of a job stepping up in protections. You know, I think obviously there's a little bit of a drop-off when you don't have CJ in there, but those guys were really impressive with the way they handle things. I think obviously they'd tell you they'd like to have more yards on the ground, but I thought that everybody played well back there.
You're halfway through your first season starting. What do you know now that you didn't know when you started the season?
Well, you know, I could be up here for a while doing that. You know, I think I'm just growing. You know, seeing different looks, I think is invaluable, and kind of seeing those looks over and over again. It's one thing when you see it the first time. But when you get to see it a second, third time, I think it lets you play a little faster. So, you know, I'm going back, watching the tape, trying to see where I can get better, but having a ton of fun, actually.
Anything else for Trevor? Trevor, when you've got receivers like Emmanuel and DT, do you spend any time thinking, oh, I just need to throw it up in their area and they'll go get it? Because they obviously come up with some big catches, but do you think you should need to be doing it more? Are you doing it enough, I guess?
Yeah, a couple times. Yeah, I think you said it. You got to give those guys a chance one-on-one. That's one of the things we talk about is those guys will take pretty much on anybody one-on-one. So if we got those guys going down the field, we got something dialed up, I'm going to try to give them a chance. And you saw today, you know, that they're going to make plays whenever you give them a shot.